This is the BBC Home Service. We're interrupting programs to make the following announcement.
There'll be the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever tomorrow, when the world is free.
The cabinet, which met at 12:30 today, authorized an immediate declaration of war upon Japan. Instructions to this effect were sent to our ambassador at Tokyo, and the Japanese chargé d'affaires in London, and his staff have been given their passports. Meanwhile, hostilities have already begun. The Japanese began a landing in British territory in northern Malaya at about 1 a.m. local time yesterday. And they were immediately engaged by our troops who were there waiting.
Sergeant Major, tuck me in my little wooden bed. We all love you, Sergeant Major. When we hear you bawling, shoulder-lay. Don't forget to wake me in the morning and bring me round a nice hot cup of tea. Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Sergeant Major, be a father to me.
I speak to you at home. I speak to you in Australia and New Zealand, for whose safety we will strain every nerve. To our loyal friends in India and Burma, to our gallant allies, the Dutch and Chinese, and to our kith and kin in the United States, I speak to you all under the shadow of a heavy and far-reaching military defeat. It is a British and imperial defeat. Singapore has fallen. All the Malay Peninsula has been overrun. Other dangers gather about us out there, and none of the dangers which we have hitherto successfully withstood at home and in the East are in any way diminished.
Today surrendered. The last of our enemies is laid low. Here at home, you have a short rest from the unceasing exertions which you have all borne without flinching or complaint for so many dark years. We also think at this time especially of the prisoners in Japanese hands, of our friends in the dominions of Australia and New Zealand, in India, in Burma, and in those colonial territories upon whom the brunt of the Japanese attack fell. We rejoice that their sufferings will soon be at an end, and that these territories will soon be purged of the Japanese invader. Peace has once again come to the world. Let us thank God for this great deliverance and his mercies. Long live the King.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
And she brought 1,134 ex-prisoners of war to Southampton. Their cheers pretty well drowned the cheers from the crowds waiting at the dock to welcome them. They were all soldiers, except for a few naval men, and one man of the Royal Air Force who was the first ashore, Corporal Percy Toms of Ewell, Surrey. Humping their new kit, the men came ashore. Far sooner than they dared to hope, they were setting foot in Britain again, the moment they'd dreamed about for years. Everything possible was being done for them, for instance, cigarettes and a snack for each man on his way to the transit camp, then home and 6 weeks' leave on double rations. Yes, this was indeed a great day. It makes us feel the war's really over at last. What they were feeling couldn't really be expressed in a dockside interview, but we can make a pretty good guess.
What part of England did you come from?
Cambridge.
Cambridge, eh? Good old Cambridge. How long have you been a prisoner?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. You had a bad time there?
Not too good.
I bet you're glad to see old England again.
I say I am.
Yes. Very glad to get home. You're married?
Yes.
Your wife will be pleased to see you.
Yes.
I bet you will. That's the idea. All right, boy. Where do you come from, Charlie?
I come from York.
Good old York, eh?
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes.
How long have you been aboard?
5 years.
5 years, eh? Yes. My God, your missus will be pleased to see you. A good old Yorkshire pudding, eh, when you get home?
Yes.
That's the idea. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
I'll bet you are. We're pleased to see you back again. What about you, Tom? Where do you come from?
I come from London.
Come from London? Probably you always find a cockney, don't we?
Yeah.
Where we go. And how long have you been away?
Oh, now, nearly 4 years now.
4 years, have you? And what's the first thing you're going to do when you get ashore?
I've got to find a wallet, darling.
Find a wallet? Good, yeah. Blimey, Tom, so will I. Come on, they're open, look. Here's the time.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Keep smiling.